Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
7 Colombian nationals were extradited to the United States this month to face charges relating to the kidnapping and murder of Drug Enforcement Administration's Special Agent James Terry Watson. Attorney General Eric Holder, Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, U.S. Attorney Dana Boente for the Eastern District of Virginia, Special Agent in Charge George Pirro of the FBI's Miami Field Office, DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhardt, and Director Bill Miller of the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service made the announcement on July 2nd. With the extradition of these suspects, we are one step closer to ensuring that justice is served for the kidnapping and murder of an American hero, said Attorney General Holder. All of the defendants were indicted by a grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia on July 18th. Gerardo Figueroa Sepulveda, Omar Fabian Valdez Galtero, Edgar Javier Bello Murillo, Hector Leonardo Lopez, Julio Esteban Gracia Ramirez, and Andres Alvaro Oviedo Garcia were each charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder, 1 count of kidnapping, and 1 count of conspiracy to kidnap. Oviedo Garcia was also charged with 2 counts of assault. Additionally, the grand jury indicted Wilson Daniel Beralta Bocachica, also a Colombian national, for his alleged efforts to destroy evidence associated with the murder of Special Agent Watson. The indictment alleges that on June 20, 2013, while he was working for the U.S. mission in Colombia, Special Agent Watson entered a taxi cab operated by one of the defendants. Special Agent Watson was then allegedly attacked by 2 other defendants, one who stunned Special Agent Watson with a stun gun and another who stabbed Special Agent Watson with a knife, resulting in his death. On July 1, 2014, the government of Colombia extradited the defendants to the United States. The Department of Justice gratefully acknowledges the Colombian Attorney General's Office, Colombian National Police, Colombian Directorate of Criminal Investigation and Interpol, Digen Special Investigative Unit, Bogota Metropolitan Police, Bogota Metropolitan Police, Bogota Police Intelligence Body Unit, and Colombian Technical Investigation Team for their extraordinary efforts, support, and professionalism in responding to this incident. The charges in the indictment are merely accusations, and the defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. The United States is committed to working with Colombia to uphold the rule of law and hold accountable those who violate it.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.